So, yep, Nancy?
Legalities of confession in reference to the law.
Yeah, great question. Yeah.
If I were to come in and confess something that was against the law, what is your obligation?
All right, so Nancy Chapel asks, what is the obligation of the pastor to, if someone came in with something that would be a crime, let's say? So my practice is not to turn anyone into the authorities. I don't turn for any crime. Forgiveness is given, but in the conversation, I would encourage them to, if it was something that was criminal, that they would turn themselves in or come to resolution with whoever was involved in that act. But never would the pastor go like, hey, I'm calling the police today. This just happened. It's tough though, because let's say someone's safety is at risk. On that one, that's if someone's safety is at risk, I have not at peace, but on occasion I have broken that because I was worried someone's life was in danger in the moment. But for the purposes of today's discussion, I just want you to know how powerful confession can be for relieving depression, conflict, shame, all those things. Can't you see how those are just weighing down people today? It's just, it's a stinker, right? And when you hear Jesus said, if the sins are forgiven in my name, they're forgiven. You're free. That can be a great relief in conflict. And you have the power to do that. You have the power to forgive. There's actually one form in this last point in the Lutheran hymnal where the pastor actually confesses his sins to the people in a form. They forgive him, and then the people confess their sins to the pastor, and he forgives them. And so that way there's a, you know, there's a nice forgiveness is kind of at work. All right. Next week, we'll hit another tool. Go ahead and read those points down below. It talks about more details about confession, how that works. But I just want to throw it out there. Please email me. I just gave you a lot of stuff there, I know. If you need to clarify, if you need to say, well, that point didn't make sense to me, I'd love to hear from you guys. And it's totally okay if you disagree with it. That's great. Or if you say the Lutherans got it wrong, that's fine. It's important we have these conversations, though. All right. Let's pray and get ready for church. Dear Lord, we thank you for the peace that you give to us. It's a peace way beyond human understanding. And Lord, we admit that there is so much heaviness today. Like this Kyle in the story, we heard that he was fearful, that he had regrets, that he had shame, that he had broken relationships. And Lord, we pray that we can be people for people like Kyle that can bring peace, that can bring resolution in challenging circumstances. May this tool of confession be one that we appropriately put in place. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.